This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Allies of the jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny are calling for new protests next weekend to demand his release. This follows a wave of demonstrations across the country in defiance of President Vladimir Putin. Rallies took place Saturday in over 100 cities in what observers said were the largest in years. A human rights group said over 3,700 people were detained. Navalny, an anti-corruption campaigner and Putin's fiercest critic, faces years in prison. He was arrested January 17th as he returned to Russia from Germany, where he had spent nearly 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. European Union foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels Monday to debate the bloc's response to Russia's arrest of Navalny. Talks have begun in Washington, D.C. over President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which is facing increasing pushback. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Lawmakers on the right question the wisdom of racking up bigger deficits, while those on the left are urging Biden not to spend too much time on bipartisanship when the pandemic is killing thousands of Americans each day and costing more jobs amid tightening restrictions in many communities. The plan includes $160 billion for vaccine distribution and 1,400 indirect payments to most Americans. Many hope to approve a relief package before former President Trump's impeachment trial, which is set to begin in 2 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
Reuters is sourcing the Sun newspaper that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will visit Scotland this week to plead with the Scots to reject narrow separatism. This after Scotland's first minister called for another independence referendum. This is VOA.